Picks: Ukrainian forces capture remains of world's largest aircraft as Russians retreat. By Jack Montgomery on April 3, 2022. Ukrainian forces have recaptured the shattered remains of the Antonov and 225 Maria, the world's largest aircraft, as Russian troops retreat from the Kyiv region. A national icon, the mammoth aircraft was built during the Soviet era in 1985, when it was given the codename Cossack by NATO, to transport Buran-class space shuttles on its back, but was repurposed after the fall of the communist regime to move cargo no other aircraft could handle. This has included train cars, power plant generators, wind turbine blades, multiple tanks, and, during U.S. President Joe Biden's hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan, military helicopters, as well as massive quantities of natural disaster and other emergency relief, notably coronavirus-related medical and personal protection equipment in recent years. This all came to an end shortly after the Russian invasion of Ukraine this year. However, with the An-225, sometimes mistaken for a crudely photoshopped image on first viewing due to its almost comedic size and huge number of wheels, being destroyed during the battle for Antonov Airport by Gostomel. With the Russians having now withdrawn from the Kyiv region, either because they have achieved their goals in the area or because their position became untenable in the face of heavy losses, depending on whether one listens to the Russian or Ukrainian Western narrative, the airport has now been recaptured by Ukrainian forces, and the wrecked cargo plane along with it. A scene of fierce fighting in which Russia's elite VDV paratroopers are rumored to have taken heavy losses. Ukrainian forces did not let the dispiriting sight of the An-225's remains lower their mood too much, with celebrating troops filming themselves burning a captured Russian flag in front of it. Incredibly, there is a chance that the one-of-a-kind aircraft could return to the sky once the conflict subsides, with the Ukrainian government having vowed to rebuild the plane as a point of principle. Despite the An-255's 1980s vintage, there is a realistic chance this could actually be achievable. As a second airframe, its construction halted by the collapse of first the Soviet economy and then the Soviet Union itself, remains in Ukrainian custody in Kyiv, with its completion long a pipe dream for many. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.